When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And why do you have to touch their butt? Like, they could have made it, she touches their hand or their face. Think about it. Like, if the tables were turned, and let's say it was Eamon Key's character who got the power, and he was going around touching people's butts. Like, we're not going to be laughing. We're going to call that sexual harassment / assault. I feel like they just didn't know how else to finesse their way out of it. Because there was all this leading up as to why there were blackouts and whatever. I don't know. I feel like they could have found something better. But I was also thinking, and I couldn't come up with anything else. That's why I was like, maybe there's some type of power that the killer has that makes him able to black things out. Okay, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but this drama was really good. Oof. Anyway, before I started this, I actually made a comment on my drama list that I was like, I'm not gonna watch if Eamon Key and Han Ji-min are not paired up together. I didn't know this didn't have romance, but yeah, I feel so stupid for commenting that. But anyway, first of all, I read a note that the female lead should end up with the second lead. And that actually made me think there was gonna be romance in this. But that's besides that. What I'm trying to say is, no, I don't see how she would have ended up with Suho. Like, my guy was sus. Like, he was actually really sus. I didn't feel any chemistry between him and Han Ji-min. For me, it was all humor. Whenever she would act a fool around him, it made me laugh. I feel like the ending scene of like the prison was so unnecessary and it was so problematic. Like, guys, this is 2023. How are we still doing the same old S word with hair? Like, and don't tell me it's just hair. Like, it's not just hair. The fact that you make a certain character have that hair means you're trying to portray something. And that is so offensive. That is really offensive. And I don't want anyone to be using ignorance as an excuse. Like, guys, come on. This is 2023. But anyway, y'all know how I feel about that. I feel like if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you can probably put two and two together and figure out why I don't like The Beauty Inside. Or why I don't like the main couple in The Beauty Inside. Because I have said so many comments related to a specific something, which I'm not going to reveal. But yeah, anyway, the point is, Min Ki is a good actor. Once again, if you do not know, I always include like updates at the end of the episode and bloopers, or just like not necessarily me making mistakes. I do include a lot of those, but I also include things that are important but not necessarily related to the content of the episode, if that makes any sense. So do check out the episode all the way to the end if you want to or not. But then again, if you don't want spoilers, like, I'm telling y'all to click out, so I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode on this podcast. I'm your host, Your Chingu, and I'm glad you tuned in. Hi, so on today's episode I wanted to talk about a 2023 K-drama I just completed. I don't know when I'm going to get this out, but first I should tell you the title of the drama. It is basically Behind Your Touch. So I did start this drama on October 3rd and I made a note saying I feel like it'll be similar to Dombiki and Summer Strike. I don't have high expectations, so hopefully they can exceed that and surprise me. Yes, they did in fact surprise me. Like, they exceeded my expectations. I mean, I didn't have any expectations, but yeah. Okay, quick side note, I did watch Summer Strike recently and I have actually recorded for it, but I think I will get it out at a random time. I'm not sure when. It might be the next episode, it might be before this, I'm not sure. And I also watched Dombiki, which is When the Camellia Blooms. I watched that last year, if I'm not mistaken, and I put out content for it last year, so you can check those two out. Actually, you can check out Dombiki for now. I don't know when I'm gonna put out Summer Strike. I don't even know when I'm gonna put out this episode. Today is October 20th. It's so funny. An episode should have gone out today. That's crazy. But like I said, I am changing up the upload schedule. And now it's just going to be on the 15th and the 30th. I don't know what I'm going to do in February when we get to that. We will find out. So I don't know what's going out next. And I don't know if this is going to go out before Summer Strike. But I do have Summer Strike recorded. Okay, so back to Behind Your Touch. I started October 3rd and I completed it October 17th, which means that it took me less than a month Actually, it took me exactly 2 weeks and it has 16 episodes, which says a lot because y'all know I just put out a crappy episode for 19th Life, Saving My 19th Life, and that took me over 2 months, even though it was only 12 episodes. But I guess I did watch this one on a 1.5 speed for the most part. So I guess that as to why I completed it so fast. But then again, I do have a packed schedule. So it's not like I just sit and watch it all day. Like, I think I was only able to watch it on a few days of the week. Or just like on Sunday. I think I binged on Sunday and then... Yeah, anyway, the point is, it didn't take me that long to complete this. Bottom line, this drama is low-key amazing, and I'm saying low-key because I cannot confidently say that it is a great drama for so many reasons. You guys have probably read about, I don't know if it got any backlash, but I know it threw me off when I found out what it was about, because I was like, why did they let this air and like who wrote this? But then it is just so good. Okay, so I think I'm gonna rate it two ways. The first way is that I'm going to ignore the fact that she touches people's butt or butts. And I'm also gonna ignore the last few minutes of episode 16. I will expand on that later. But yeah, so if we just assume that it was another body part that she touched, then I will give this a solid 9 out of 10. Now, the second way I'm gonna rate it is I'm gonna give it a 7. I'm gonna give it a 7 if we include all of that BS I just mentioned. Because, yeah, no, it is a no. Anyway, I loved it though. I loved it, but like I said, I can't really be confident when I say that because it was just so problematic that she had to touch people. Like, and why do you have to touch their butt? Like, they could have made it, she touches their hand or their face. I guess it adds to the humor, and that's why they did it. But if we think about it, like, if the tables were turned, and let's say it was Eamon Key's character who got the power to touch people and he was going around touching people's butts, like, we're not gonna be laughing, we're gonna call that sexual harassment slash assault. So like, the fact that they thought it would be funny to make her do that just because she's a female, it's kind of like, I don't know, that's like double standards for me. Y'all know it's the little things that really put me off. But yeah, I don't like the fact that she had to touch people's butts. Like, I don't know how else to say it. It was just so uncomfortable. Like, it made me so uncomfortable. That's the honest truth. As much as I love it, as much as I love the drama. Okay, what I really love about the drama is the serial killer plot. Y'all know I love stuff like this. And so, like, that is kind of clouding my vision of being uncomfortable. But at the same time, like, I cannot ignore the fact that it did make me uncomfortable. Like, every time she did it, I was like, please, why? Why did they let this happen? Okay, so to answer the question, is it worth watching? Yes, this is totally worth watching. I'm gonna give a basic rundown right now. I will try to be vague. I guess I should give a disclaimer. This episode will not be spoiler free. I will try to filter out a lot of things that I say, but still, it won't be spoiler free. So if you do not want to hear spoilers, then you can click out. I don't think I'm gonna get into too many notes because I don't have the time to do that. But yeah, I will alert you guys before I say anything that's a major spoiler. So just listen at your own discretion. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so a basic rundown. This is almost like a psychometry plot, but it's just that she touches people and not just objects around or related to them. So there are basically two main people, but I guess some people want to argue that there's three because they want to force Suho into one of the lead character position. But anyway, there's no romance, by the way, but Hanjimin is the female lead and she plays a vet and she gets the power to see people's memories by touching their butts. And she has the power for both humans and animals. Once again, she is a vet and that's how she actually realizes that she has the power, because she is like touching a dog or a cat or an animal, I don't remember what it was, and then she realizes that, oh, she can see memories. And then she realizes as well that she can see human memories, and she gets the power because one night there's like a meteor shower and then a meteorite strikes and she's treating a cow and her hand is on the cow's butt when it strikes, and that's just so stupid. But like, the humor is, guys, for the humor, I'm gonna give this a 10/10. like ignoring the fact that she touches people's butts. But yeah, anyway, so it was ridiculous and frivolous, I should say, for the most part in the introduction of the drama. Like, it was just all humor. Like, seriously, it was just so funny. But then they added a serial killer plot, and y'all know I love it. So it almost became a 10 out of 10 for me when they did that. And I have to admit, they did a pretty good job with the thrill and suspense. Like, guys, it creeped me out worse than Flower of Evil did. I'm telling you, like, I couldn't sleep. I barely got 2 hours of sleep the night after I completed this. Like, I don't want to say it because it is a major spoiler, but there's a reason why it creeped me out so much. I will expand on that, maybe, maybe not. I feel like I'll forget to do that. But anyway, what does Lee Min-ki play? So he actually plays a police officer who was transferred to the town. I think the name of the town is called Mujin, if I'm not mistaken. And he is transferred there from Seoul. Basically, he is demoted. And his goal is to return to Seoul after solving a huge case that will get him promoted. So they end up working together. She utilizes her power to help him solve cases. It is kind of similar to Dombeki in terms of having a town and locals and then a serial killer plot. Anyway, so I actually want to break down my reading because this was so good. But like I said, I cannot promote it as being an excellent drama because it is so problematic. So for the humor, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. For the thrill, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. For the wrap up, I'm going to give it an 8.5. Just because I did not like the ending scene. Ugh, it got me heated. It got me heated. And for a split second, I was like, this drama's trash just because of that. But then I'm like, I can't see as trash because of that when she's going around touching people's butt and I'm still giving it like a 7 out of 10. Anyway, so yeah, for the whole plot minus touching butts and the other BS I mentioned, it is a 10. Otherwise, it is a 7. Okay, like I said, I'm not going to get... I feel like I have said like I said so often, forgive me. But I'm not going to get into too many notes because they're really trivial, but I do want to say a few things before I read the plot synopsis. So I think I will tell you guys a few things that I made a note of. I will read the plot synopsis and then I will do the outro. And if I get to a note that's a spoiler, I'm going to give you guys a heads up. And I think I'll just move that part to after the outro. So if you listen beyond the outro, you're going to hear spoilers and also bloopers if I do include any of that and any updates that I have. Okay, first thing. So one of the writers was actually also on the writing team of My Liberation Notes. Y'all know how much I appreciate that drama. I did put out content for it, so you can check it out. But yeah, so because a writer was in it, they made quite a few references to My Liberation Notes. But then what's hilarious is that there were a lot of 2521 references. It is so funny. Like, there's basically a couple in this drama that they're trying to say their younger version was like the couple in 2521. So to me, the way I saw it is like the couple that was portrayed here is what it would have been like if Nahido and Baekhyun ended up together, basically. So I don't know, I just thought that was cute. Like I said, there's no romance between the leads, but I did ship them somehow. Like, in the last episode, for some reason I was like, why the hell am I shipping these two people? Like, they do have great chemistry, but not even in a romantic way. I just think as two people they have great chemistry. I don't know if it's because I'm craving a good rom-com, but like, Min-ki definitely did something to me in this drama. Like, man's is so fine. What in the world? Like, dang, I really love how charismatic he is in this drama. I think he's definitely my favorite character in this. He's so funny too. Like, this drama has a lot of humor. I can't. I wonder how it was like filming, like what the behind the scenes look like, because it was just so funny. Like, there is a scene that made me laugh and I replayed that scene so much. And then at the end of the last episode, you know how sometimes at the end of dramas they include clips of like behind the scenes? They actually showed the behind the scenes of that scene and Han Ji-min couldn't stop laughing, so they kept having to like do a lot of retakes. And so I was laughing because I was like, dang, even I had to like repeat the scene because of how funny it was. So it makes sense that Han Ji-min couldn't film it because it was just so funny. Anyway, I made a note saying end of episode 2 changed the trajectory and made it more intense. Another note, lots of things don't sit right with me. The concept of touching butts. Her friend is low-key a bully, playing off the first kidnapping case with the victim who was so rude. They kind of downplayed the situation. I felt so uncomfortable when the restaurant lady grabbed Minky's butt. It wasn't even funny. Yes, that scene really, really like put me off. Like I couldn't even laugh. I was so disgusted for some reason. I was just like, what in the world did the writers think? Like that wasn't funny in any way. Like it's already bad that Hanjimin is touching people's butts, and then like making that lady, like she legit grabbed it. Like I don't know. It was it's a no for me. Another note I made: all the leading up is good. They better not disappoint. I love how dramatic the ending is. It reminds me of law school and when they were trying to point out some of the suspects. I love all the scenes Minky was analyzing stuff to figure out who the killer is. I couldn't wait for him to nail it because I knew it would be super satisfying for me. It was so fun predicting what would happen next and who the culprit was. Y'all know that thrillers are my fave. Yes, that's one thing I really enjoy about watching thrillers. Like I like to come up with my own prediction and analysis of what's happening. Anyway, alrighty, that's that. You can check out this drama if you want to or not. Also listen to one of the OSTs from this drama. It is called Hip Hop by Jihoni or Juhon from Monster X. I love that song. It's a rap song that they play in the intro. Do I say rap song or just rap? Anyway, y'all get what I'm trying to say. Okay, we can get into the plot synopsis. This has 16 episodes. It aired August 12th to October 1st. Wow, so I'm pretty fast. I didn't know when y'all would get to hear this though. Maybe November 15th? I don't know. I also want to put out the Someday One Day movie episode because I recorded that since June. So I might as well get it out ASAP. Okay, here is the plot synopsis by the Asian Wiki staff. Dang, we have close to 2 paragraphs. Let's see. Bong Ye-bun, played by Hanjimin, works as a vet in the peaceful and crime-free rural village of Mujin. She also possesses a psychometry superpower. When she touches the rear end, when she touches the rear end of a person or animal, she's able to see their past. Oh, is it the rear end because she's looking at the past? Okay, maybe if I see it that way, it'll be less uncomfortable. She is a warm-hearted person who is meddlesome. While she is experimenting how far her powers can go, she gets involved with Detective Moon Jang-yeol, played by Lee Min-ki. Jang-yeol was a hotshot detective on the violent crime investigation team in Seoul, but he was demoted to the small police station in Mujin. His struggles to get back to the police department in Seoul. To obtain his transfer, he uses Bong Ye-bun's special psychometry power and they work together on small cases in Mujin, but a serial murder case suddenly takes place. Meanwhile, Kim Sun-woo, played by Su-ho, who suddenly appeared in Mujin, works part-time at a convenience store in the village. He has a naive and tender smile while he treats other people with kindness. But he is also a mysterious figure. This is not bad at all. This is actually a pretty good plot synopsis. Because a lot of people would think the serial killer is Su-ho. And that's what the writers were kind of going for. Like, they wanted us to think it was him. But I was like, it's way too obvious to try to make us, like, think it is him. And it's way too obvious for it to be him. So I was like, it's definitely not him. But anyway, this was pretty good. Especially the plot twist of what the serial killer, like who he was and the powers that he had. This is pretty good. Oh shoot, I guess it is a spoiler that he does have powers, but no, Min-ki does catch onto that, and so like he tells us, so it's not really a spoiler. Anyway guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. If you like content like this, and if you don't mind, please check out previous episodes and come back for more and new content. Alrighty guys, annyeong. Okay, here are some spoiler notes, but I will move this to after the outro. Like I said, I see what they were going for, but the sunglasses shouldn't completely black out things. Also, his own psychic powers being the eyes was a pretty good plot twist, and it added to how eerie it was. Also, it was somewhat cheesy, but I do appreciate the part that she had to use sounds to find Oki. Yes, so the first thing about the sunglasses, I feel like they just didn't know how else to finesse their way out of it, because there was all this leading up as to why there were blackouts and whatever, but seeing the sunglasses, I was like, the sunglasses just makes it tinted, it doesn't black things out, so I don't know. I feel like they could have found something better, but I was also thinking and I couldn't come up with anything else. That's why I was like, maybe there's some type of power that the killer has that makes him able to black things out. But them saying it was sunglasses, I was like, what? Like, that's not dark enough to like completely black out things, if that makes any sense. And then, yeah, him having the psychic powers, his eyes being like his own powers, oh my gosh, that really creeped me out. Like, even now whenever I look in the mirror, like, it really creeps me out, because there was this thing where they would do when he looks into someone's eyes, like, I don't know, it just really creeped me out. I hated it, but it was such a pretty good plot twist because I did not think of that. And I really love when dramas are able to blow my mind in this aspect, like when they're able to come up with something that I never considered, then I just really appreciate it. Yeah, about the cheesy part, I don't think I need to elaborate on that. Another note, the way Sonu died, he basically sacrificed himself, but they also pulled the Little Women on us. Yeah, that is so funny. Okay, that's not funny. I was actually really sad. I was sad because if y'all remember, they did something similar where like someone killed someone, but the person he killed was recording. So he sacrificed his life just to like get information out about who the killer was. And that's what Sonu did here. Sonu is played by Suho. And it really made me uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable. It really like made me sad, because if y'all remember when they did that in Little Women, I told you guys that it traumatized me because I couldn't get over that part. But because I had watched that, like this one, it had an impact, but it didn't have like the same impact that that one did. This one just made me really sad because I was like, dang, imagine sacrificing your life. Like, and it was a risk, because what if they never, like, what if she never understood his code message that he sent to her in Arabic? Like, what if they never found the phone and the video on the phone? Then he would have just died for nothing. But yeah, that was a pretty good part too. I read some scenes saying, okay, first of all, I read a note or like a comment on my drama list. I think they actually created like, I don't know what you call it, but a discussion. They created a discussion for it saying that the female lead should end up with the second lead. And that actually made me think there was going to be romance in this. But that's besides that. What I'm trying to say is, no, I don't see how she would have ended up with Suho. Like, my guy was sus. Like, he was actually really sus. I didn't feel any chemistry between him and Han Ji-min. For me, it was all humor. Whenever she would act a fool around him, it made me laugh. But I loved seeing her with Imin Ki. So it's like, I don't think there was any chemistry between the female lead and the supposed second lead. What else? I love the scene where the guy said he'll surrender, but Min Ki was like, what? I can't hear you. Yeah, like I said, Min Ki was just so charismatic in this drama. And his eyes did a lot of acting. I really appreciate him more as an actor now. I really loved him in my Liberation Notes. And yeah, and y'all know, Because This Is My First Life is also one of my favorite dramas. I think everything I've watched of Imin Ki was good, or like I have appreciated it. The only thing that I don't really care for is The Beauty Inside, but not even because of the plot. Like, I love the plot, I love the side couple, I just don't like the main couple. Anyway, that's that. I am going to do the outro now. Thank you so much guys for tuning in. I'm glad that you what oh my gosh, I keep making mistakes on this episode, but I have been recording for less than 30 minutes, so that's good. Anyway guys, at first it was all humor and it was like a lot of problematic BS which I will get to, but then it just became this gory mess that like creeped the S out of me and it gave me nightmares. I'm not even kidding. Like, the night that I completed it, I couldn't go to sleep, because when I did, I was having like bad dreams. Like, oof. Anyway, Bong Ye-bun, played by Han Ji-min, works as a veterinarian. Anyway, I'm just not gonna say that word then. Okay, let's get back to Behind Your Touch. Sorry, it is loud in the background. I do apologize if the mic is picking up any background noises. They do have great chemistry, what is wrong with me? I loved all the scenes of Min Ki, I should say. Not Min Ki. Is it Min Ki? I think his name is spelled, his name is always spelled as Minki, but I need to read the Hangu to see if it's Mingi or Minki. Anyway, I'm just gonna call him, Minki. I loved all the scenes of Minki. Okay, so the only update that I have is that I am trying to figure out a drama to watch because I do want to show my mom a drama that's really good. I think I'm going to show her the movie Dream. I did put out content on that, so please check it out if you haven't. But I did want to watch Me Sing Incomplete Life, but it's not on Netflix. So I think I'm going to watch Prison Playbook. Because I never had the chance to, and I know it's highly rated. So I'm going to check that out. And then maybe I'll still check out Me Sing just because I want to. If DP wasn't too gruesome, I would have shown her. But yeah, it is just way too much, and I don't want to do that to myself again. I also want to check out Strong Girl Namsoon. Only because I think y'all will be curious to know what I think about it. But then I also want to check out Moving because, like I said, I want to see Joyeon Sung, and it has pretty high ratings too. But Moving is not on Netflix either, and I'm just trying to watch things on Netflix right now. So maybe I will check out Strong Girl Namsoon. Okay, I think I will do Prison Playbook, Strong Girl Namsoon, and then I still haven't started A Time Called You. Or actually, I started, but I just got so pissed. Like, the fact that they actually made a remake of Someday One Day makes me so mad. That's so funny. But yeah, the point is, there's not enough time. Like, I don't think I can check out all those dramas I just mentioned in 2 months. So I don't know what I'm gonna do, but we'll see. Okay, guys. I did make a few more notes, but they are trivial, and I'm not about to sit here and talk about it. So let's just end this. Alrighty, guys. Peace. I feel like the mic wasn't picking up a lot of my voice, which sucks. But anyway, guys, peace.